Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Matukwelapo vakwetu, tate kalunga ne muyambeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of the Stop Suffering program here on Ego FM. We are live, yes. We are live here from the studios of Ego FM here in Windhoek, the capital city. And may God bless you all. And as we always say, you can pray with us before the end of the Stop Suffering. Before the end of the program, we always have the moment of prayer. You are going through a difficult time. You are going through a hard time in your life. Prayer has power. Yes, prayer has power. Prayer can move mountains. You who are having difficulties to sleep at night, you don't sleep well because of bad dreams, nightmares. You suffer with spiritual attacks. You suffer with witchcraft. We have to say to you, there is a way out. Yes. Tate kalunga oyatate. Tate kalunga oyatate. God is Father. The Lord our God is Father. And He is willing to help you. I'm not alone here in the studio. I have here with me Pastor Festus. Matukwelapo.
Matukwelapo, Bishop. Matukwelapo Namibia Kemiga Nimbinga Dishe. Ogucho programa yoye oyohoye telu aluse kongereka yu Universal Church amo Igor FM iye kwa alukila momepo na tango. O programa ye hulife pole mono lihuna. Unenetu ove utomono lihuna mongala mwenyo. Ihokofana wa ufiku. Kwa moto shakeneke mepodomo uloji, mepodoma fingo. Ongala mwenyo itai inawa. Keshe shito kande, tokenda balo kuninga itashi inawa. Kwa mwa huli la mwenye ngui. Otakuchua nekucha haa. Ongala mwenye yote iduru kulundruka. Shashi pamwena kalunga, kapenashi shanyengana. Kuchu ujuo yu kalufike peni. Kalungo taduru kukufamu mujuo to shakene koo. Shuo eshu wapumbo kuninga. Okutu dengela, kono mola yetu yongoji, onola no hetatu, onola wawari, ombali wawari, onatu watatu, nonano. Opotomo ekwa felo, eshko pongo juo to dengele, Shotete tongo de ito dengele, oyoshari. Na utoka hangapo, omachu wakalunga, ilonkeinu wakalunga, otakadro kukubatela, momo ujuto wa shakeneke.
So they can call.
Yes, Bishop.
They can call. You can call now. 0800-22-3335. You can start calling. It's a toll-free number. That's the number of the Universal Church here in Namibia. It's a toll-free number. You can call now. Include your name. Your name, the name of your loved one, your family member. Perhaps your family member is suffering with bad luck, with witchcraft. Your family member is suffering with spiritual attacks. You can include his name or her name in the prayer book. There are men and women of God waiting for your call now, for it to include their names. And we're going to be praying for them as well. That's why we bring to you testimonies. The testimonies that we bring to you here every Tuesday and every Thursday in the Stop Suffering program, they are the living proof that your life can change. Your life can be different. Your life can be transformed. You are suffering, but God can help you to overcome yourself. That's why the name of the program is Stop
Suffering.
Stop Suffering, because people are suffering out there, Pastor Festus. Mm-hmm. And if you are thinking about committing suicide, that has been a very serious problem here in Namibia. Unfortunately, many people, they are deciding to take their lives. And don't do that. We have to say to them that to commit suicide, it's not a solution. It's not. Please don't do that. Don't do that. God can help you to overcome your problems.
Kashimba ongalo oya fiyoponga tapata ikufini nike ujila dilo kulikufomo enyo. Osho takuchiwa kucha okuli mangeleka. Ahawe oko oko akwe osho hashwe kandure polo nkundu. Halwe kufe polo lujuwe ae. Osho kuli dipaya asho kukufapo ujuwe. Onga asheke bishop atapopitati kucha. Alushemo programa ai. Ohatu ya monoma hokololo elili no kulili. Oba novo el engala. Mwenyo davo dalundruk. Aveshava hatu etamo programa ai. Isha kwa telo ayo nashe. Oba nuvalive limomo ujuma nene. O akwaliku afangeno itanyengana. Vahu, itadruku kukandru hapo. Vahulila momo unyengui. Ndele kalunga omo ujuwavo kwa kandru hapo. Yes, Bishop. He says, Bishop says that we bring always testimony here. Testimony of people who face situation. Some of them, they wanted to kill themselves, but now no more because God has changed their lives. So everybody who is listening to us here right now, no matter what kind of problem that they are facing, is changeable.
Yeah, they can change. You can overcome your problems. So call the toll-free number 0800. 222-333-5. I'll repeat, 0800-222-333-5. You're going to speak to the servants, the men of God, the women of God that are taking the names. You're not going to speak to us yet now because we're going to be with the continuation of the testimony of Jane. She was here in the program on Tuesday. I was not present. She was here with the other pastors. And she was sharing about the suffering. But Jane, I'll ask you, by the way, good evening.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening to all the listeners out there.
Thank you for coming once again, Jane. And I understand you were sharing with people, Jane, on Tuesday, how your suffering started. I know that some of them have heard you, but because of those who didn't listen on Tuesday, just a if you can say a little bit of how the suffering started. So how did your suffering start, Jane?
It started when I started to drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, dacha at a young age, at 15.
15 years old, Jane?
Yes, Bishop.
And what led you, what made you to start this kind of life of addiction?
At that point, I would say it was peer pressure because the friends that I was staying at school already started to go to matinee. At that time, there was this day club. And yeah, it looked appealing to me, so I joined them. And it started like that, and it went on.
How does it start? How does it start? It start, if you don't drink, you are not one of us. Or if you don't smoke, you're not part of our group, you are old-fashioned, or another name I wouldn't know. So what were the words that you were using to try to convince you?
Like then, Metni was a day club for, let me say, for teens.
Teenagers.
From 12 to 16, you were allowed to go to club. So I had this one friend that would say, no, you are boring. If you don't want to come and explore what we are doing. And that's how I also started to go. I was also a part of a dancing group. So there was also times that we had to perform in the club. Mm. Yeah.
So they were trying to say, no, if you don't do that, you are boring. Okay, so how did it, Jane, how did it affect you? I know you mentioned that on Tuesday, but for the sake of those who didn't, how did it start affecting? Because drinking, then it was all at once, or you started with alcohol and after you went to others?
It started together, Bishop, because together. First it was now the alcohol while we are drinking, some others were smoking, and then I wanted to try, and
okay. Yeah. So basically you started smoking, drinking all together.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, at the age of 15.
Yes, Bishop.
And this addiction, how did it affect your life?
It made me to be a rebellious child at home. It also affected my schoolwork now because I used to be a top performer also at school. But now,
before the addiction?
Yes. But now I started to, my grades started to low. And yeah.
And so if you could give us maybe an example of being a rebellious child at home, what would help, if you can give me maybe an example, your mom, I don't know, would say, tell you to do something and you say I won't, or you just didn't do and you don't care. How was your behavior?
Like if my mom would say, this Saturday you are not going anyway, I'll show her that I'll go. If I come back and if she beats me, then I'll go again the next weekend. Now this time I'll go on Friday and then I'll come back only on Sunday. So ooh, then, yes, because one friend advised me like this. No, you are stupid. You cannot go Friday and then you are beaten and then you go again Saturday. So it's better to go Friday and then you just go back Sunday. Then you will be beaten only once.
Imagine. So before you continue, Jane, perhaps you are listening to us right now. Because right now, there are mothers. They are mothers, they are grandmothers, because nowadays many grandmothers, grannies, memekulu. Mm. Memekulu, am yes. I saying right?
Memekulu.
Memekulu. Memekulu. Memekulu, tatekulu. They are the ones bringing up the grandchildren, because the children are working, they are working somewhere, and they think that just by beating, it's going to solve the problem. But They need God's help, because her mother, it was your mother beating you.
Yes, Bishop.
So to beat you, did it stop you from doing those things?
No, it just made it worse.
So, and they think that by beating, you know, I'll teach him a lesson. I'll teach her a lesson. I'll beat her up. I'll beat him up. And instead of helping, we are not trying to tell the parents what to do, but the beating didn't help her. But prayers, the power of faith, can help this mother who is struggling with the child.
Mm-hmm. So, ungasi jeni tatu kucha, memoyo kuya ponga tuno kundenga, ndemo kundenga kwa yomo, ini moya ningo, oyaninga I, okudenga ilwe handu halota likandula ponkundu. Dejita shukandura ponkundu e itavelo. Me itavelo, oto drukuli kulongi fe itavelo loe, udule na tango oku yambidi doka anako emo madiladjilo, ashiko kukadenga. Ae, ongalea ningane ii. Okwa dengwa shasho kwa liheya, hadi koklaba molomaka, ungulani ngufi kwa liye. Iye ta dengwa ne, tatuwano nkumo kucha haa. Oto ngengo boto dengwa ngaho molo maka oshikwe ponga hilipi uye fio oshonda have to dengwa shikeru mwaluke ongalo hanoyo kanakae ya ninga hii so ini maya tukuto nkumo nga haku cha tudengela opo udulo kutula e umajinu nonavo hilo wakwane jimo boe membolo meirikano opo kalunga adulo kulungi kumifalo nga hae I'm saying Bishop is better to call and put their family's name in the book of prayer.
Exactly. Mm. And call now the toll-free number if you are struggling with your child, if you're struggling with your family member or yourself. Perhaps you are like Jane, the addiction is controlling your life. And you dropping your school results, you maybe lost jobs, you're losing jobs, you get jobs and lose jobs because of addiction. That's what it does. People get jobs, lose jobs because of that a problem. But God can help you to overcome that. So call the toll-free number 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. Include your name, the name of your loved one, your friend. Perhaps you have a friend that's very close to you in the prayer book. We are going to pray before the end of the problem. So, Jane, continue. So the beatings of your mom, instead of helping,
it just made everything worse.
And from there, what happened? From there, from the beatings, from the rebellion, it compromised your studies.
Yes, but I still went on to complete my grade 12, but I didn't make it to university because I failed.
Mm.
And so after that, it was just now at home, and it's now more time to drink, to smoke, and yeah, life was going nowhere.
So your life, what would go through your mind? What thoughts would you have? Like, I'm not putting words in your mouth. You are the one who knows what happened. Like, I was born to suffer. Life, it that's it. What was happening in your mind?
First, when I was in those things, before it now reached to a stage of addiction, before I was just thinking like, ah, I'm still young. I'll get serious later in life. But as time went, it became now an addiction. And
it start to control your life.
Yes. So I would try to stop smoking, but it was very difficult. I couldn't, because I was so addicted that I would wake up between 3 and 4 or 2 or 3, somewhere there, just to go smoke. If I didn't smoke, then I would lose my sleep. Mm. And it would make me to be very angry. It made me an aggressive person if I didn't get that cigarette. At that point, I wanted it. So, and now I didn't have a job. So, yeah, I got depressed also. And then the more I would just drink and smoke.
So it was just getting worse.
Yes, Bishop.
What was Jane? You suffered a lot, as I can see. But was there a worst moment? Was a situation that was like you hit the rock bottom?
Yes, Bishop. That was when I was now arrested and went to prison.
You were arrested?
Yes, Bishop.
What happened for you to be arrested?
We were involved in theft.
Mm. Yes. With your colleagues, with your friends.
Yes, Bishop.
And that theft was for what? For to have money to buy alcohol or just for fun or what?
No. That money, we used to do a lot of things with that money, Bishop. We would buy ourselves furnitures, the things that we wanted to do in life. Mm. We would use that money for that. But yeah, we got caught and I was the accused number one, so we were arrested and then went to jail.
Okay. So now, in jail. And by the way, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, because there are people listening to us that they are involved in things like this, in this kind of suffering. So now, how old were you, if you can remember, more or less?
24.
24 years old.
Yes.
Now you are 24 years old. Young woman, young lady, you find yourself in jail. How did you feel there?
I was so depressed, Bishop. I was now thinking, now by then I had a son already.
Oh, you were a single mother.
Yeah, and my son was maybe a year and a half.
Which was a baby.
Yeah, he was still young. And I was like, now, what will happen to my child if I'm now here in prison? What if I now get a criminal record? I will not be able to get a job again. And all those many thoughts were going through my mind.
Mm-hmm. So did you stay there for how long?
No, I stayed there maybe 3 days. Three days or so.
Okay.
But those 3 days, Bishop, it was like
3 years.
3 years. It was very long and horrible, because I remember it was the last week of May. It was extremely cold, Bishop.
It was winter.
Mm. And that cell that we were placed in didn't have a roof.
It was quite cold.
It was cold, Bishop. It was,
So those 3 days, they were the longest 3 days of your life, I believe.
Yes, Bishop. And it was like the time was not even moving.
Yeah,
it was,
I can imagine. And now, before you tell us how you told us the suffering, how it started, the worst moment, before you tell us the way out, because you found the way out.
Yes, Bishop. But before I was arrested, there was always invitations for me to come to the church.
Oh.
But I didn't want to. I would always give an excuse. And sometimes if I would pass there by the church...
Universal Church?
Yes, Pastor.
Where?
In Dolam.
In Dolam, okay.
There was this pastor that would always like invite me, and if sometimes I would be like, no, I don't want, then you would just pull my hand, come for the prayer in front of the altar, and you just say, put your hand here, and then you will make a prayer for me. Sometimes I was even drunk, smelling cigarette alcohol.
And he was praying for you.
He was praying for me. And then...
But you were not willing to change at that time.
No, Bishop.
So when you were then in prison, those 3 long days, did you remember those invitations?
I did, Bishop. Before I even went to prison, it was on a Monday that I was arrested. But that week, on the week before, on the Thursday, I heard one of my friends told me that, you guys are being investigated, so there is a possibility that you will be arrested. Then that Thursday, I went to church.
But still you went to jail.
Yes, Bishop.
Still went to jail. Mm. Okay. And let me say to those who are listening to us right now, God's not looking at your past. There are people that think because of their past mistakes, Pastor Festus, they think that God will not help them, that they don't deserve, that God will never give them a second chance. But actually, the Lord Jesus said, come to me. Even on the cross. On the cross, tomorrow is Friday. The Lord Jesus was crucified on a Friday. That's why every year we have this Friday called Good Friday. Jesus was crucified between 2 thieves. But one decided to repent and to change. The other one didn't want to change, to repent.
Yes, Bishop.
And the one who repented, Jesus said, he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me in paradise. And Jesus said, today, Nena, right?
Yes, Bishop.
Nena, you be with me in paradise. So there was forgiveness, there was salvation for that man who repented. And God wants to change the life of this person. It doesn't matter the past. What matters is the decision they make right now.
Yes, Bishop. It's just like Jenny. Before she go to the prison, she knew that she was about to go to the prison. She went to the church. She remembered the Lord. And on top of that, something she spoke yesterday, she make a prayer in the prison. If you take me out of here, I will give you my life.
Ah, that one we're going to go to it now. now.
So, ngengo uli kucho ukalurimu jufi kepeni. Uli mongalo ya fapeni. Ngengo adimbruka kalunga. Perfume colo ton dimbruka. Ungaje ke bishop atapikucha. O pari on lumeno wa kwalia a valerwa kunsha kano pa mwena esha. Yet apply esha kucha. Ngengo afiki muamba watate wa jimbulu kenge pef yesho kwati pefenga hane nangaha otoka nangala moshilongo sheulu wa hupifwa so oju washiketo shakene ku ito udru kufindana lianja kuyesha omito pefenga ha.
Yeah, you can decide to change. Call now the toll free number. Include your name in the prayer book, the name of your family member who is like Jane, rebellious, like she was before. Today she's a different person. We are going to hear how her life changed. 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. You can call now. Now, Jane, so as the pastor is mentioning, so there in prison you made a prayer.
Yes, Bishop. I actually made a vow to God. Mm. I said to God, if you take me out of prison, I'm going to give my life to you.
So you remembered the invitations, you remembered the prayers you received?
Yes, Bishop.
And you decided to make that prayer?
Yes, Bishop.
What happened?
God honored me, Bishop. I was found not guilty because the accused, the people that were supposed to testify, there were 2 people that were supposed to testify, and both would be in disagreement. The one would say something else and the other one would say something else. No, it was not like that. No, it was like this. And then later the station commander said, no, you just want to put Jane in problem. This person has nothing to do with these things. So I'll just release her. I cannot keep her long here. Otherwise, she will file a case against the police station. And I was released like that, Bishop.
So God had mercy on you.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, so after coming out, How did you arrive in the church?
After I was released, I went to the church, and then I...
The same day or the same week?
No. It was after 2 weeks because we were out of town. It was not...
It was not around.
Yeah. So when I came to Windhoek, I went to church, and I went for water baptism, and I started my chains of prayers.
Okay. So in the church, were you judged? In the church, were you like the people, they just judged you, or were you welcomed? What happened when you arrived in the church?
I was welcomed, Bishop. In the church, I've seen that there was nobody judged me. Everyone was so helpful. They just wanted to check up on me. Are you fine? What's happening? How can we help you? Yeah, I received the love, Bishop. Mm-hmm. And that also pushed me to
honor my... Do you remember those people who were there helping you in the beginning?
Yes, I remember them.
Assistants,
pastors' wives.
They were there?
They were there.
To help. And so you used to drink, you used to smoke. And how long did it take for you to overcome that addiction?
Very quick, Bishop, because actually when I came out, I was already determined. I didn't want that suffering. So the smoking, maybe just when I came out of prison, I probably smoked only 1 week or so. And then the other week when I went to church, I there was a prayer on a Thursday that the pastor was praying for the family. And then in the middle of the prayer, he just said, no. Stop. Amen, amen. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. Those that are suffering of addictions, whatever problem you are facing, come to the front. And then I went to the front. The pastor made that strong prayer. After that prayer, after the service, I went out. And because of a routine, I went to light now a cigarette to smoke. But the cigarette was now tasting different, not like
before.
So I...
You couldn't.
I couldn't. I gave it away and then I went home. And then again, now before bedtime, I tried to smoke again. It's not tasting. That night I went to sleep. I didn't smoke. I slept. And then there was this day, maybe in the following week, that I... Now wanted to smoke and there was no cigarette. I didn't have any cigarettes. And then my veins were like, they were about to burst. They were like showing in my forehead. I couldn't just find cigarette. There was no cigarette. And then I again made a vow with God. This time I also told the devil, if I don't die tonight because I didn't smoke, tomorrow if I wake up, I will not smoke. The next day, that night I just slept. In the morning when I woke up, my friend came with a packet of cigarettes and she now gave me, she was like
for free, that's offered.
Yes, yeah, she was like, oh, you suffered yesterday, so come, let's smoke. And then she gave me two, so I just placed two here in my mouth and she now first lit her cigarette. Just when she took a puff and that cigarette smell now came into my nostrils, I just threw them away. I couldn't breathe. And I went... Every time when they are smoking, if I come out, the breath, until today,
You can't stand the smelling,
yes,
of cigarettes.
Mm, and alcohol also. I can't. I want to vomit, literally.
Yeah. Mm. How long now, Jane, have you been free from these addictions?
This year, if it's God's will, in May, it will be 16 years.
Amen. It is God's will.
Yeah.
That's why you are here.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have a short break. And after that, Jane will be sharing with us who she is today. You heard her ordeal with being in jail, with her addiction of cigarettes, her bad habit, the things that she were involved in. But today she's a totally different woman and your life can change. Doesn't matter how much you are suffering. God can transform your life. God can change your life as long as you give him the opportunity. Call now the toll-free number 0800 22 3335. 0800-222-3335. Include your name in the prayer book. We are going for a short break. We are going to be right back.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira okuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Paturura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomugoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusi kusi jo Igor FM.
We are back. We are back with the Stop Suffering. Before the end, we are inviting people. People who have difficulty to sleep. You see, Jane, she could not sleep without smoking. There are people who can't sleep without smoking. There are people who can't sleep without drinking alcohol. They have to drink something. They have to drink an alcoholic thing for them to sleep. But tonight, they are going to drink the blessed water. They will not drink alcohol. They will not smoke. They will not use any of these things or drugs, whatever it is. And they will drink the blessed water. We are going to pray. And tonight they will sleep very well.
Eno, eshongo lolo tagutu agucha. Ovo wihodruku kofa inonano makaya. Ovo wihodruku kofa inono malodu. Eshongo lolo tagutu agucha. Omeva ashitoka no meva ayambekwa. Okucho toka kofa, no kuhuna ujuu washa, e manguluko lafika ngaha, oveshoe wapumbukuni ngaha, longi kidoka kupikoe komeva, katulapo pepi nola jioe, oponeke hulolo polo gamai, ohatuka kuningilo meilikano, ndele, eshitoka mone ngono takalunga.
Yeah, what did you say, Pastor?
Yes, Bishop. I told them they are going to put their water cross to their radio, so the challenge is here that when they drink that water, no more.
Yeah, you said it well. It's a challenge. It's a challenge of faith because it's written in the Bible. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. You can check in your Bible. You have a Bible at home. You can open your Bible now and check it and see the Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God and he will bless your bread and your water. And your water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. The sickness is not only the pain, the sickness of the body disease, but the addiction is also a disease. Bad dreams, spiritual attacks. So prepare yourself for the moment of prayer. So, Jane, who is Jane today? Who is Jane today?
Today, I'm no more rebellious towards my mother. Today, I don't drink anymore. I don't smoke. I serve God.
Yeah. Do you have happiness? Can you sleep well at night?
Yes, Bishop.
You don't wake up in the middle of the night looking for a cigarette to smoke?
No, Bishop. If I wake up in the middle of the night, it's to seek the Holy Spirit to make a prayer.
Amen. Well done. And what would you like to say? And very important question before you say what you'd like to say. Did you pay anything? Were you had to pay to be free? Do you have to pay to receive freedom? Did you have to pay any amount?
No, Bishop, I didn't pay anything. I was not obligated to pay anything. But what I did was to be committed to my chains of prayers and to do my part. Because God is not man who lie. He honors his word.
Yeah. And well done for that. And what would you like to say, Jane, to people, the people listening to us now from the whole country? What would you like to tell them, that those who are struggling with addiction, or maybe they were like you doing this bad behavior, and involved with things that are wrong, what would you like to tell them?
I will advise them to try God, because you might think that it's over with you, there's no way out, but with God there's always a way out, because later God gave me condition to go back to study. I went back, I upgraded my grade 12 result marks, and then I went to university. I already completed an honors degree. And
in which course?
Industrial psychology.
Well done.
Yes, Bishop. Currently, I'm also doing another degree in learning and organizational development. Yeah, there is a way out. If you try God, you will see the results, yeah. And you are never late.
Yeah, you still can make this decision. You can make a decision that changes. The same way the life of Jane has changed, your life can change as well. Jane, thank you so much for your testimony. May God bless you, you and your family.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
And those who want to know you in person, in which branch do you attend? Which of our branches?
Katutura.
Katutura.
Yes, Bishop. And even Dolam.
Dolam. We have our prayers in our church in Katutura, also in Dolam. Dolan is not every day, but Katutura, the church is open. Sunday mornings, are you in Katutura?
Yes, Bishop.
So which service do you attend?
7 o'clock. 7:30.
7:30 in the morning.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, so if they want to meet you in person, they can find you there.
Yeah, even at 10 a.m. they can find me.
Yeah, so if you want to talk to her in person, our church in Katutura, Ruth Vengels. Ruth Vengels, huh? Ruth Vengels. You are most welcome to visit the church. Thank you so much, Jane. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. So, you are listening to us now. Doesn't matter how big is your problem. Doesn't matter how big is your situation. What matters is that if you believe, everything is possible for those who believe. When people, they believe, they can move mountains. That's written. The Lord Jesus said, if you don't doubt, you can overcome mountains of problems.
Yes, Bishop. Pa mwena kalunga, efimbo inalipu apu. Unga sheketa kutuwa kucha, ngengo itavela, otoduru kulombelo omundai, ilondudwei, ilitumbepo, ndeondudwe yote ilitumbupo, oke itavelo nengaho. Kashimbo welitalako, ungo wakanifa, Pamweli talako to chikucha amondani nganalo shiaka masho malodu pamweli talako to chikucha onda dopa nalo fikola yange kapenario njila ngashi jeni kwalita omangine apukalunga ofikolo pa dopa yenhona tango kwali aningo shiaka masho makaya no mapangwe no malodu nini maishoyo ashike okuyanjo ngala mwenyo ya kukalunga ngashi tati kuche fimbwina lipwako. Bishop, I'm saying that with God, many people, they think like, I am a lost case. I'm already addicted. I'm already failed in my school.
I went to jail.
Maybe they think it's over. With God, there is no lost case.
Yeah. And He is waiting for you to make your decision, to come to Him. We are going to share with you now the Bible verse. Every program, we share with you the Bible verse. And the Bible verse of tonight, it's from the book of Psalms. I'm reading for you now, Psalm number 34. It's a Psalm of David, King David. He wrote like this, verse number 4, Psalm 34, 3, 4, verse number 4. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. And delivered me from all my fears. So, if you are afraid, God can deliver you from all your fears. You are afraid that you're never going to overcome your problems, that your life never change, that you never find a job, that you never get married, that you never see your life change. God deliver David from all his fears. God can deliver you. Call now the toll-free number. Include your name in the prayer book. 0800-22-3335. You are afraid. You are afraid. But God wants to. That's what God wants to do, Konja. God wants to deliver this person. This person who is consider herself a lost case. God wants to deliver them from all their fears.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, listener. Yes, Bishop. Shingashi takutuwa kucha. Davidio kwati ondakonga karunga. Nde tamangulu lange kumbada wangi. Ou numbada muntima we. Pamu numbada kucha. Efikulo mongulo tarika changa ipi. Ou numbada ukukofana ndufiku mumbolo we. Mundu dawe. Une kumbada muntima we. Mara uwa mangulu lanu kumbada. O karunga. Karungu ete manguluko. Gasha mangulula jeni. Kalungu ete kumangulula. What I'm saying here is, Bishop, that David say, I search the Lord. So God, David, he knew that this, the fear will only disappear because if he seek the Lord. And today is the same. This person who is having fear of sleeping, a fear of the future, they don't know what is the future hold. They are afraid. But if they stand up and do what David, what the story, we don't have David, but we have Jenny today, who searched for the Lord. And today she is delivered as well.
God delivered her. She was there in prison. And by the way, you have been afraid because of your problems. You can call now live. You can call and speak to us live now. We are here from the studios of Ego FM in Vinduk live. You can just call 083-288-401. That's the number to call live and speak to us live here on the studio, in the studio of Ego FM. You who are afraid, you who are suffering with problems, you don't sleep, just like Jane. She only slept if she would wake up and smoke. She would only sleep if she could wake up and smoke. Perhaps you don't sleep at night because you are suffering with bad dreams. It's like something that many people know, that many people who don't sleep is like at night. They are even afraid of the night.
Yes, Bishop.
They are afraid because they start hearing noises. They start hearing noises like something's moving in the ceiling and they don't know what to do. But we're going to help them. We have the first caller.
Mato kere pon dengue, tu dengue, ku japeni ni dina lo oririe?
Ande dengue kuzi ramonita.
Oririe?
Oh, aere.
Aere watu kubatele shike kumbinga wa Amerika no kongulo shonina?
Ondiriko makandi nemba ya pire zanjo sivi ya njeno mzope ya njeo skora.
Mm-hmm.
Zikatele kari kainye ndimoni irongo, ndaka alikongu irongo ndo shita ndimoni.
Okay. Walongi kidoka kopikoe komeva? Okay. Que hulo lo programa aí, o hato que nengenho americano pa mui. Xoe, itadela, você se estoca com guilonga, o toque imona, e não xuna monima, inda comexo, e itadelo lo endi xolo?
É.
Ewa, não já popa la dio,
Oh,
that.
083-288-8401, that's the number of the studio of Ego FM here in Vinduk, the capital city. And if you are having problems to sleep, and prepare your glass of water, prepare your bottle of water, because when you drink, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Konjo, when they drink from the blessed water?
Shashikalungo kwa uda nika kuchu wandi yambe komea oe. Shashangwa mimbola Exodus. Wandi yambe komea oe. Numboroto oe. As I say here, Bishop, that when they drink this water, God is going to remove this fear inside of them. There are people who never thought they would be who they are today. They were having a good future and out of a sudden, their life is just not the way they expect to be.
They lost the job, they lost the sponsorship, they lost the business. The people who keep losing.
They keep on losing, Bishop. And now they are afraid because afraid of everything. But then when they're going to drink this water, this fear will disappear.
It's a challenge. We are challenging you to prepare. How do you know? How can you know? How do you know if it works or not? Only if they do it.
Yes, Bishop.
They have to try. They have to test the word of God for them to know. And if they drink the water, nothing, if they don't sleep well, they don't need to do it again. They know it won't work. But we are sure, because God promised, because God promised in His word that He will bless our water. I'm sure when they drink the water, they will sleep well tonight. We're going to go for another short break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Stop Suffering on Eagle FM. We're going to be back after the break.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Ipapacho ya AMPA.
Yes, the lines are open. You can call, if the lines of the Eagle FM are not working, you can just call the toll-free number of the church. It's a free toll-free number, 0800-22-3335. Even after the program, you can keep calling. We have another caller, please. We lost. You can try again. You can speak to us live if you want. 083-2888-401. We have a next caller, please.
Muito grapa não, Dengi.
Eh, alô, tate.
Eh, meme.
Grapa, tate.
Tato grapa não.
Não,
ah. Uhum.
Eh.
Onde papi na merele, kudzie la peni?
Rússia, kudzie a kakao.
Kakao.
Eh.
Nima Rússia, tu kukua fereshika mufi kuonina.
Dara mugari kane nenye, ndi mo nironga.
Oh, wara kumo nironga.
Eh.
Ok. Uli mba pira doho pungao.
Okay, mba pa vili niko kule.
Okay, esho ngotari tiku cha shitonomeane na umba dao kumonironga. Karunga ye mwenye tekupe. Nde shitonomeane na anga ha. Karunga tekupe ngono daeme niloe.
Ye watati.
Otulipa mwe? Uka hao keripo pupe pinongereka etiri putapi.
Putapi?
Putapi wana kasingo na temba.
Haga mape ni mea?
Shamu wai pupe pino nostora no yosho. Shoprite. Popepino Shoprite. Opo turi po utapse oponga hopo. Gengo wa ipo totu kuchu wa iku ngangereka inya universara. Oto imono. Ndaposonda hanando ukuli. Kanumeja upora diyo ya upo ni maalo ngero karunga. Upo ni maa program apifatu ninge ehilikano.
Ewa.
Ewa meme.
Ewa tati.
You can keep calling 083-2888-401. You are having problems to sleep at night. Perhaps you have a family member. There are many mothers. There are many mothers who are having problems with their child. So we have a next caller.
Good evening.
We lost the call. You can try again. 083-2888-401. As I was trying to say, perhaps you are a mother. And your child is not listening, just like the mother of Jane. She was even saying, you are not going to do it. And she would provoke the mother. But the solution is for you to pray for your child. That's why I'm going to pray now. We have next call.
Good evening, Colau. I'm going to talk now. Tato,
I'm going to talk to you.
Oha tu ku va tereshika conclusion ina?
Andi na problem manje yokushilo makaya.
Uno problem ya kushilo makaya.
Eh.
Ovin mahala bali.
Eh kutya andi yesa panga ngadi ya garukina ta.
Okay. Ehulola makaya ngaho. Shotetete to olong kitano ka kopiko ekomeba. Okay. Opene shongwe likucha eshi tokano mevao o makaya o wakulila unjila katingaho. No shimashi mweno na tango, ongeleka univesha jecho ushi kuchulipe ni moshu wakopo.
Ondisi kutelipe.
Utondoke la puta ale mongula. Toplapa sashona o motong ngangi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ehuliolo makaya o lakula ngaho. Nga sheke jeni kwe te shipopi kuchokwali noko shio mapangwe no makaya ndi kalungu kwe mangulule. Ino japo pala jio e, oka kupiko eko miwana kakali popepi nola jio e opo. Yalo.
Nitswa kopi tomorrow.
Yes, bishop.
Yeah, the Universal Church is open throughout Namibia. Tomorrow, Friday is the day of deliverance, the day we pray for people who need spiritual deliverance. We have a next caller.
Good evening, caller. Motokura pon dengi. Motokura pon meme.
Tata tate.
Motokura pon now.
What
pop na meriria?
Tata pop na meme time ya petu fa.
Oto dengi kudira pini me time.
O neputa.
Neputa.
What
pop kwathereshi kemungu shionena.
Ndakara muhatere mugarikane nenda kutonda kwatwa ko mashongo manene tambo tanendo tambirwa takuto ondikorongere kazive vakwete.
Mhm. Shekoli wa Rome miwange toshekerwa Yesu sa.
Mhm.
Maranga jingo patupopi kuchwa turongi fomea. Nungengo peno mepoya nyata ekulandula fimbori munu warandula keme podonga ho. Okuwe iko maraka okuloma maraka mai. Eshitoka no mea nga hanena. Ome poenya tayo tai dipo.
Amen.
Turipa mwe?
Turipa mwe.
Yaro. Utoka yonu kwa mbeke. Noja popo radio mime?
Yara tate wansi.
Ewa.
And if you want to include your name in the prayer book, the lines are busy. You can call the toll free of the church 0800-22-3335. The lines are busy. You can call also the toll free of the church. Next call.
Oma, toki na pondengi.
We lost the call. You can try. You can keep trying. We still have time for a couple of callers, but you have to call now 083-288-8401. Is the number to speak to us live.
Good evening, caller. Oma, talk up on dengue. Okay, memo ta dengue kuja pin. Oh, ta talk up on meme.
Konyanya.
Watu denge kuja konyanya. Jinalo e?
Erina Shilumbu.
Erina Shilumbu. Watu kero ponga hili pikongu lo shio nina?
Watu kora ponawa.
Ome hili kano watu kuningile nina ashike?
Nga haya mkwa kere nge mwagalika enu na je ujo yari. Yo na sakapo na ndasika kapo lo ta rongo mbele oye niwe ke kopije marobu sinino ta haya kanshima lwa ona marobu.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oma dinabo tato la mimbolo meilika no?
Ngae nangae nda haa mkwa kene mwagari kane yomoro jozo mwinai.
Okay.
Ipono kera anda ogo ma inu ma iholo.
Esho ngondi wete kucho welisha welipu ikina lola popi wa mora diyo kumpisho pa kucha otongi doka kupiko komeva ini mayote ikupia ni kitokimo na bali.
Ewa.
Mm-hmm. Inoja popa la diyo
Ewa tete.
Yalo.
The time has come now for the moment of prayer. Have your glass of water ready. Have your bottle of water ready. I will start the prayer and Pastor Festus is going to bless the water. And remember, by faith, everything is possible. Prepare yourself now, because the moment of prayer has arrived.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now. With people, my God, throughout Namibia. People listening to us, my Lord, from the north, from the south, from the coast, from the capital city, from everywhere, Lord. And they are suffering. They don't know what to do, my Father. They are suffering because of bad dreams at night, spiritual attacks, addiction, witchcraft. This person, my Lord, does not sleep without smoking, without drinking alcohol, without perhaps using drugs. They are also mothers, my God, who don't sleep. Not because of alcohol, but they're worried. They're worried because the child that doesn't obey. The child is getting involved with bad friends, with bad companies. Oh God, I pray right now that you may manifest your power in whatever evil force, whatever evil spirit has been disturbing this person. We say, get out right now. The spirit of darkness, the spirit of suffering, the spirit of witchcraft, get out of this person. Get out of this house. Get out of this family. We declare this person free in the name of Jesus.
Kalunga kange medinala Jesus Christus. Esi namibi alise kono no kalunga kangova no voe peifengava kundukila. Ela dio davo mefimbolo meilika no kalunga kange. Vapumbwa evatelolo ene kwafolo e kalunga kange mengala. Munyo davo o hatu ya mbeke o meva avo kalunga kange. Na shitaka no mevao onge shongo velipewa kalunga kange. Kucha emepo di otadika jamo muvo. Ne emepo di otadike amo. Emepo di haka mayo ini mayo nyunyo kalunga kange. O malodi o mapangwe no makaya e me podo mafingo no maulodi kalunga kange shita akano meva itadika kalava lidine kangameno sha shove tova eleke to eleke ngala mwenyo davo o madila dilo avono mitima davo o me tova patulile o natango mivelo o metina la Jesus Christus joandirikana amen.
Amen. Drink now from the blessed water with faith. How do you say with faith?
Neitavelo. Yes.
Drink now the blessed water, Neitavelo, with faith, and you're going to sleep well. And tomorrow, you're going to have the strength to start a new life. As we have said, the doors of the Universal Church are opened throughout Namibia. You can find the doors of our Cathedral of Faith here in Windhoek. Our headquarters is situated at 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. You have services at 7 and 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime service, 3 p.m. afternoon service, and 6 p.m. is the main service. And you can also find that the doors of the church opened throughout the country. Call the toll-free number 0800-22-3335. I'll repeat, that's the toll-free of the church. You don't need their times, a toll-free. The church is the one that pays for the call. You can just call for yourself or to include the name of a family member or a friend. 0800-22-3335. But we have also a church in here in the capital in Greenwell.
Yes, Bishop. Mo Greenwell o totu hangie po pepino kapolifi mo me panda andalo Daniel Streeta o mo totu hango mo hatuta mekeilika no etu ongula inene po hamano ongula o mo to hangenge o tuneli elongelo kalungalo pon longo loponatu no po hamano okomatango elongelo kalungalo etu linene.
So the times, do you give the times?
Yes, Bishop.
So you can find the doors in our branch in Okuriangava, Pastor Brandon.
Bishop, in Okuriangava, we are situated in Ondodo Street. We call it Stop and Pray, whereby you can come at 7 o'clock. That's our first service in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and 6 p.m. will be the strong prayer for your deliverance.
But you find the church as well in Vals Bay. In Vals Bay, it's opposite
Kwisebmund Stadium.
You can find the church open tomorrow there in Swakop. It's behind the Fish People's Market.
Yes,
so tomorrow as well there in Swakop. But we have our, for those who are in the north, what's the address of the church in Oshakati and Ondangwa?
Oshakati otripo ndalaya kanjenge dipovene ke shito ya mondalaya ngaha ongeleko oyekwa makumbinga yoke vale. Omanga mondangwa otuliko ni mayo yo primary school oyeo poluno pasha amaike no hola yoveni.
Yeah, the Universal Church is open every day. The doors are open. And you can keep calling the toll-free number 0800-22-3335. The number doesn't stop. You can just keep calling. It's working 24/7. Okay? Always there's somebody ready to pray for you. All right. We're going to be back next week. We're going to be back next week with the Stop Suffering program. Same time from 9 p.m. here on Eagle FM. You are most welcome to join us. May God bless you. Tate Kalunga Nemunyabeke. And we hope to have in the church tomorrow or Sunday. And until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.